Welcome to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Hi, Gloria Rand here, and welcome to Write, Sell, Succeed podcast, the podcast where we concentrate on the marketing message that you need to be able to get your customers to pay attention to you and or your prospects, I should say, to pay attention to you and want to do business with you. So today in this episode, we are going to start talking a little bit about your website and talk about the importance of having the right messaging on your website. Now, when I first started my business back in 2009, there were a lot of companies doing something that thankfully I don't see as many doing today, but every once in a while I still run across a website that has this information. They are either putting welcome to Smith & Jones Company on their homepage, or they are, well, they're doing that, or they're then titling that page either welcome or home, and they're not using keywords. So let's talk about the welcome message first and why this is a problem and you do not want to have this on your website. Now, you may think it sounds really nice that you're welcoming people to your website, but here's the thing. This is not your house where you have a doormat and you're welcoming people. This is a website, and if you're using a website for your business, you've got to get right to the point because you've only got about 3 to 5 seconds to grab someone's attention. So that headline, instead of saying welcome, you're wasting precious real estate. What I tell people is, and my clients, is just go ahead and include a benefit-driven headline. It needs to explain right off the bat why what you have to offer is so important and is so necessary for your clients or for your prospects to have. So if you're selling some sort of widget that is going to save people time, let's say in the morning when they're getting ready for work, well, then that's what your headline needs to say. It needs to be able to communicate that right away. And it has to have the particular keywords also that people are using to search for you. Now, you might have an idea of what keywords you use. And I've run across this again in dealing with clients over the years is, you know, a lot of business owners, they'll have a certain idea of which keywords that they think their customers are using to find them. But I got to tell you, 80% of the time, they're 100% correct. But unless they have actually gone to, say, Google AdWords or SEMrush is another keyword tool where you can actually go ahead and plug in those keywords and then get some results back and see what terms people really are using to search on a monthly basis, you will be surprised to find that the terms that you thought were good, maybe they are, but maybe they aren't. There might be a different phrase. There might be one or two other different phrases that actually get searched more often. So that's what you're going to have to then take note of. And you want to incorporate that information into your website. Certainly, initially on your landing page or the home page of your website, but any other page of your website that you want someone to go to that will have information. So, for instance, your services or your products that you sell, those pages of the website also have to have those keywords in there. Now, you know, or may know if you've been dealing with the internet for any time, that Google has really come around and just the last few years, they've really, really making a big push in wanting to see quality content on a website. There's lots of other factors that go into helping a website to show up on the first page of Google. We can probably spend a whole another episode talking about all of those. Backlinks are one thing, and which again, those are basically links from other websites that are pointing to yours. But really, what Google is concentrating on now is they want to see that quality content, and it's got to be written in a way that will, again, that it addresses your customer's point of view, it addresses what their needs are. You don't want to get focused and hung up on the features of your particular product or service, but really the benefits. Whenever you're writing content, you've got to think, you know, what's in it for my audience? And in fact, you should have a clear image of who your particular customer is. Are they male? Are they female? Are they college educated? Are they married? Are they single? Do they own a house? Do they rent? All this type of information. Because if you have that in mind when you are picturing that person, that is going to really help you come up with the best possible content to put on your website. Now, again, when we started off in this conversation, I kind of rambled a little bit here, but let me go back to where I was starting. Is the point about having the welcome message on there? And what some companies were even doing back in the day, and again, I don't think so many of them are doing it now, but they were including welcome in the title tag of their website. Now, what's a title tag, you may ask? Thank you for asking. I'm going to tell you. A title tag is the title of the website, and it's a tag that the search engine spiders use. It's found in the back end of the code of your website. And when someone types in a particular query on a search engine like Google, then Google's spiders, they start crawling through their big database of billions and billions of websites, and they're looking for a match. And so they're going to be looking through the content of a web page, and they're going to look at that title tag and see if the word is there. They're going to say, oh, hey, there we go, we found a match. And they're going to display that on the search engine results page. So if you have welcome, or home, as I mentioned earlier, in that title tag, well, guess what, baby? You've just lost business to your competitors, because I can tell you that most likely the savvy ones who have put their website together, they know that they need to put keywords into that title tag. That's what they need. So that's what you need to do too. So you need to make sure you do this. Oh, here's a little clue for you. If you don't know how to find that information, if you don't know what your title tag is, well, there's a couple different ways you can look at it. Number one, when you have your browser open and you've got your website up there, and so whether you're using Chrome or Firefox, what have you, if you look up at the tab, the tab of that browser, it should tell you right there. You should be able to see the title tag right there, and it'll tell you what it is. Another way to do it is if you right-click on your computer mouse, and then you look for something where it says View Source, it'll say like View Source. If you click on that, you will open up a new web page that is going to contain all of that lovely computer code, you know, HTML coding, all that fun stuff. It's going to look probably like Greek to you if you've never seen it before. I know the first time I saw it, it was like, ah, what is all this stuff? But what you can do is if you do like Control F for find, and then you type in title, that will help you to be able to go right to the title tag, and then you'll be able to see what's written there and see if you, in fact, have any keywords listed in there. Now, if your website is pretty old, if you haven't updated it in a long time, I would highly recommend that you check that out and see, because you want to make sure that that is updated. But if you're building a new website, you also want to check it out too. I'm going to talk about this in another episode. So I won't get into it right now, but I'll just tell you briefly that beware of website builders. Now, if you are like host, if you buying a, it, there are companies out there that will sell these quick ways for you to get your website up and running, you know, for very inexpensively and do it quickly. And there are all these friendly things, but I got to tell you, beware of them because they are not very SEO friendly, even though they claim to be. I will share a story with you in a future episode, believe me, about my experience with a client that I was working with just recently, and it was so frustrating to me. So, but again, that's an episode for another time. We'll get into that later. So I guess what I want to leave you with today, and just the important points here, is to make sure that you've got a benefit-driven headline on your website. And basically any web page that you want someone to find should have some sort of benefit-driven headline, even if it's your services page or your product page. Something you need to let people know what is important about this page and why they need to read it. And then making sure that you do have keywords in the title tag. Now, I'll tell you one other area. We'll touch on one more area that you need to, I recommend that you can customize as well, as something called the description meta tag. And this is, again, something that will, this actually will, can be, Google will display this if they find a good match for the keyword query on your website. If they find it in your description tag that you've got, they will actually display that as well on the search engine results page. So when you go to Google and you see, you know, there'll be a title and then a little paragraph underneath. If you have specified something in there with keywords and Google finds that it's a good match, they may actually then take your whole description tag and put it there. So that's another good place to put keywords. And a call to action as well. You know, if you've got a phone number or something that have people contact you, put that in that description tag so that they will follow you and contact you. It's a great piece of real estate that you can use. Now, I will say that there is a caveat to this. Google doesn't always use your description tag, but if they do, if you have it already set up, it doesn't hurt to have it, because if you've got it and it's written great, then they may use it, and that's going to be awesome, because that's going to be to your benefit. It's your opportunity to control the message. Let's put it that way. It's your opportunity to control the message. All right. Well, I think that's probably going to do it for this episode. I think there's tons more that I can talk about when it comes to search engine optimization, but I think that's enough for this first episode. Or for today's episode. If you like the information you heard today, I encourage you to please leave me a review on iTunes, and of course, subscribe so that you will be able to get the next episode. You'll be able to stay in touch with us and find out, learn some more, continue on this journey of getting the right message for your business so that you can make it a successful company. Because that's what I'm about. I think there's so much negativity going on in our world today, and I just like to be able to do what I can to be able to help people and to help you prosper. And that's my goal. Let's all work together, do good work, create jobs, and make this world a better place. Before I forget, also please, I would love to hear from you on Twitter. Connect with me there. You can hit me up at Gloria Rand and use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed, and then I will know that you have been listening to the podcast, which would be awesome, awesome, awesome. So that's it for this episode. I'm looking forward to many more of these, and looking forward to having you back with us again next time. So until then, I am wishing you all peace. love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right Sales Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #RightSaleSucceed.